I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Deepening discontent in Lebanon casts a shadow over upcoming elections. In a recent poll, only 50% of Lebanese said they were likely to vote. Nuna is with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon.
Many people are not going, and it's a shame. We have the civil duty to choose our leaders. Otherwise, the people we don't want will be in power.
The global community views May 15 elections as a catalyst to loans from the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. These loans are Lebanon's only option to save a crumbling infrastructure and financial sector. In a downcast society, believers share their reason for hope.
God is still in control. We are not left alone. He is there for us and He can fight for us. We bring that perspective to people and that encourages people.
And the Alliance for the Unreached launched a campaign last year called A Third of Us. Many marked themselves with three lines, one set apart from the other two. It symbolized roughly one-third of the human population that has no access to knowledge about Jesus and His reign over all things. York Asbacher serves with Operation Mobilization and the Alliance for the Unreached and asks, after raising awareness, what can people do?
That answer is going to be different for each person, but there are lots of organizations and even your local church may be involved in doing something specific to address this question, address this issue, this need for people to come in contact with the gospel.
The Alliance for the Unreached is made up of many different organizations. Learn about them at missionnews.org and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.